This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 93 of Painting on Glass. Smile again. There is so much truth in things people don't say. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This smile be something.
So let me now welcome you to this brand new episode of my music podcast. And this podcast is all about writing, about doing music yourself. And today, it's all about things you don't say. Let's get right into it now. Just come on.
Now I'm standing upside down with my crown in my head, as you're just walking next to me again.
Well, this song belongs to my all-time favorites from days way back when I started to write songs in a serious manner, and when I started to get out in front of people to perform them on live events. Yes, I can tell. I was a very shy person, and music offered the opportunity to speak out my mind in so many different ways. Oh my Lord, what a revelation.
It's just I don't know what to say, so I'm just standing there. And every time you walk past me, amen. Sometimes I still hear your voice, so many dreams have gone. Somehow I can't forget that smile I saw.
Way back when, the things I couldn't say were much more important than the things I was able to speak out to someone. So I put them in a song. I put them in so many songs and stories I wrote. Same as this one.
'Cause you're the girl I never knew, and it's always the same. But I can't keep that secret here in me. Give a song to sing as those words can bring my message without talking. Give a smile again in the summer rain for me.
And around the age of 16, 17, things became more political in school. Once again, mostly lack of words, I joined in, but could only mention things by singing them. And that's how I became a singer-songwriter, and I've remained that way, though I do a lot more talking myself today.
And I guess I'm not the only one who is admiring. I don't like to change myself for you.
We all know that we have to be careful with the things we say. Words once spoken can't be taken back. That's why you should always be thinking about what you're saying before you do, of course. But there can be moments of madness or rage or frustration or pure sadness, and then you can't keep them in. We become weak in moments like this. And we always should be aware of that. We really should.
And furthermore, I hope you know I am who I am. But if you'd like to get someone I know, give a song to sing as those words can bring my message without talking. Give a smile again in the summer rain for me.
In music and in writing, it's more the things that you do not say that speak out for you. They really are. All these things written beneath the lines of your book or the vocals of your brand new song. Today, worldwide, we have a lot of strange-minded people in political power, and they say so many things directly and without the need of diplomacy, which makes me wonder again and again. It makes me wonder about the style that is proven wrong when it comes to art, literature, and music in so many ways. Just as I said, it makes me wonder, and sometimes speechless.
But the music only gives a chance, and it's so far my best friend. Words you will not understand, I know. And I even don't know if you'll ever hear. The chance of the surprise is in my hand.
And let me put this clear. I want to be heard with the things I say. Everybody does. That's why I do this podcast, and that's why I try to explain all the schemes and models in which I am working when it comes to writing songs, books, poems, whatever, right here in my studio. But I'm absolutely sure that there are some people wondering about what I am saying and I'm trying to explain. Sure. But nonetheless, I'll go on doing so. But you got to remember that the most important things are written between the lines in every good book you read and every good handcrafted song you're listening to. It's simple and plain as that. It really is.
Give a song to sing as those words can bring my message without talking. Give a smile again in the summer rain for me. Give a song to sing as those words can bring my message without talking. Give a smile again in the summer rain for me.
And finally, what about the song? Did it work out fine for me way back when I wrote it? I'm afraid it did not. I'm even not quite sure if she knew that it existed when it was written for her. But never mind. She might have realized today, who knows. But it was important that I could tell her in a song so many years ago. Luckily, this song made so many other people open-minded and brought joy to them. And I love to think about that. I really do. And now we've come to the end of this episode. Let me say thank you so much for being with me right in here. I appreciate that a lot. I really do, you know. Let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, just spread a word about this podcast and please leave a rating or a review because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much from all of my heart.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When painting on glass, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude. Viva la Podcast. Podcasten muss sich wieder lohnen.
Wir bieten dir kostenloses Podcast-Hosting ohne Limitierungen.
Du kümmerst dich ums Podcasten.
Und wir kümmern uns um den Rest.
Und das Beste daran, du verdienst auch noch Geld. Ab dem ersten Hörer.
Der ersten Hörerin. Besuche uns auf kostenlos-hosten.de und informiere dich.
Teure Hostingkosten müssen nicht sein. kostenlos-hosten.de. Die Podcast-Re-Evolution.